Pandora Papers reveal hidden wealth, tax avoidance, and in some cases, alleged money laundering by some of the world's rich and powerful. I've been speaking to Dan Mitchell. He's co-founder of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity based in Washington, D.C. What's his reaction to the revelations?
I think it's a big story about nothing. You have millions of people around the world, entrepreneurs, investors, business owners, who engage in cross-border economic activity. By definition, they have to use cross-border vehicles, so-called offshore vehicles, for that investment and economic activity. That's something we should be celebrating.
Why do you think it's something we should be celebrating when it's quite clear that many people involved in unearthing these documents are basically revealing the hidden wealth of people through avoiding paying tax?
International investment is very good for the global economy. Now, if I understand correctly, 11.9 million documents were stolen. Are you going to find some dodgy activity in 11.9 million stolen documents? Yes, you will, but you would find dodgy activity in 11.9 million stolen documents of strictly domestic business activity.
There's one thing to say that all this shows is that people are able to invest across borders. It's quite another to argue that we should be celebrating the amount of money that people in positions of power are using to not just hide their wealth, but also to avoid paying tax. You seem to have no difficulty with the avoidance of tax.
I think politicians, as a general rule, spend money very irresponsibly. And if people can legally minimize their tax burdens, as I'm sure you do and I do, that's something that they should be applauded for. Now, there is a whole separate question, which is whether or not these stolen documents reveal that some politicians have unexplained sources of wealth, and that indeed should call into question the moral character of the ruling class.
How would you define a tax haven?
Well, a tax haven technically is a place where you illegally evade taxes as opposed to legally avoid taxes. We don't really have tax havens anymore in the global economy. What we do have are low tax jurisdictions where economic activity tends to migrate to. Politicians don't like that because they, of course, want to have a monopoly power to raise taxes higher and higher.
You seem to be quite comfortable as somebody who is committed to low taxes with the unethical nature of hiding wealth in order to avoid paying tax.
I don't think there's anything unethical about wanting your personal financial affairs to be private. I don't think people have an obligation to make their bank accounts public, to make their investment holdings public. I don't think that that's a role of government to force us all to live naked in the public sphere.
But what would be your response to the International Monetary Fund saying that the use of tax havens cost governments worldwide up to $600 billion in lost taxes? As a result of those lost taxes, this makes a direct impact on ordinary people. It affects people's access to education, their access to health, their access to a home, because those taxes have not been paid.
First, it's very ironic, indeed hypocritical, for the IMF, where the bureaucrats get tax-free salaries, it's very ironic for them to be complaining about what's happening in tax havens around the world. But perhaps more importantly, from an economic perspective, these low-tax jurisdictions are saving the world economy, helping the world economy by keeping money out of the hands of politicians who will use it far less efficiently and far less productively than people in the private sector.
And yet what we're seeing,
But
what the Pandora Papers is showing is that it is not just wealthy people, but it is politicians, it's powerful people who are using these tax havens to avoid paying tax. And it's quite clear that the very people who could end this secrecy offshore are themselves benefiting from it. So there's no incentive to change, as you seem to be outlining really rather eloquently.
There's no question that politicians amass dodgy sources of wealth because being in government gives them power to sort of skim money, engage in graft and corruption that is so common as governments get bigger and bigger around the world. So by all means, let's limit the amount of money going to government so politicians can steal less from their people.
That was Dan Mitchell, co-founder of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity, speaking to me from Washington, D.C. Do tell us what you think about what you hear on